those who choose to participate in this open format.
Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more. Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in the Small Emerging Businesses Program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com. Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. It's a wonderful time of year at Dillard's Alexandria. From the best names in fashion, beauty, and fragrances to all the luxuries of home, Dillard's Alexandria is your Christmas destination. For huge holiday savings and spectacular selections, Dillard's Alexandria is the style of Christmas. Discover great gifts for her, for him, and for your home. Experience firsthand what all the buzz is about. For a wonderful shopping experience awaits you at Dillard's Alexandria for the style of Christmas. Dillard's Alexandria, located in the Alexandria Mall. For more information, phone 318-445-9992. Dillard's Alexandria, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Is your hair red carpet ready? Well, Selah Beauty Supply is Alexandria's newest beauty supply store. Selah Beauty Supply offers 7,000 square feet of beauty supplies and accessories. Everything you need in designer hair brands, wigs, extensions, handbags, scarves, cosmetics, hats, and jewelry, plus so much more. Look your absolute best with Selah Beauty Supply, the supply store with all of your beauty needs. Selah Beauty Supply is located at 4011 Lakeside Drive behind Pizza Hut at Lee and MacArthur Drive, or phone 318-442-8950. Open Monday through Saturday from 9:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Selah Beauty Supply, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening on this Christmas Eve, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Christmas Eve. Not only is it Christmas Eve, DC, it is Momentum Monday.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. With only
double for your trouble.
Double for your trouble. With only 16 hours, 23 minutes, and 5 seconds until the big day. Yes, we are here live on the official OPT Network on this Christmas Eve. And you know what? Yee. It just feels good.
Yes, it does.
And every single...
Man, it does.
Doesn't it feel great?
Absolutely, it does. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is that's making us feel. I mean, it must just be Christmas in the air. And it's just a joy to come in this morning and just be able to walk right in and do the deal.
Yes, it is. And you know what? Every single Monday, and this Monday is no different, we call it Momentum Monday because on Mondays, but I don't know, DC, about today, if people will need that special momentum. Maybe they'll need it even more because it's Christmas Eve.
I don't know, Mother. Yes. I mean, I feel Christmas in the air this year.
It
feels good.
It feels good. I am drinking from my literal cup of momentum.
Yes.
But you know what? This morning, my momentum is all there. It is just on point. And let me just tell you, as we were driving in, as we do every single morning, well, if you have kids, you know that the Christmas holiday kicked off on Friday. Well, kids are not in school, but you're still going to have to slow down and be careful because there are so many kids, well, all the kids are out of school. And so that means that many are unsupervised as their parents or some are working, but many people are out getting that last bit of Christmas shopping in. And DC, according to AAA, an estimated 84.4 million Americans are traveling by car, an estimated 50 miles or more. So people are still traveling, and then they estimate about 5.6 million people are traveling by air and other, you know, methods or modes of transportation. So people are traveling, and we always like to remind people that are traveling into any city, the people that live there, you've got to be even more vigilant. So on this momentous Monday, which is Christmas Eve, we're asking you to stay even more engaged because you have people that are traveling in that may not necessarily be familiar with the city. And I always like to talk about the roundabout because now people are not really using maps anymore like they used to. People are using GPSs. And, you know, we call it the traffic circle, but the GPS calls it the roundabout. And we know just from living here that there are accidents every single day, sometimes multiple accidents from the people who live here. So forget about those people that are visiting. So it's up to us to really, really show that Southern hospitality and make sure that people are being really nice, especially for the holidays. This is the time of the season
where people that aren't normally nice get nice. And so please stay engaged as you're traveling around the city. People have not started moving around. The traffic was very, very slow.
Yes, yes.
Almost no traffic this morning as we yeah. But it was foggy. So we want to remind you that for those people that are traveling in, the malls are going to open. I know Dillard's is going to open at 8, and it's going to close at 6, and probably most stores are going to follow suit. So if you're getting started and you're traveling in to get that last bit of shopping in, we want to remind you that kids are not going to sleep in. They're going to be out playing, and they're going to be out. What we see a lot when kids are out of school, D.C., is they're out of their neighborhoods.
Yes.
They're out of, you know, the places where they should be. And so we want people to stay engaged, but we want people really to enjoy the holidays.
Absolutely.
And it is starting right here, right now, with us this momentous Monday on Christmas Eve, with only 16 hours, 19 minutes, and 5 seconds left until Christmas. And I want to switch gears just a little bit, DC, and talk about what an incredible, incredible weekend that we had. And our weekend really kicked off on Friday when Deuce Christmas got out of school for Christmas. And what we did was, you know, this morning in our quiet time, and I was thinking and praying, and, you know, there's an old saying that money doesn't grow on trees. Well, if you have pecan trees, money does grow on trees. And so this year, many people know that have pecan trees or that look around for people selling pecans, that they were plentiful this year. And so on Friday, we took Deuce Christmas to sell his pecans, and he had a haul. He had about 274 pounds of pecans. And so his momentum today is really great because he got a little change in his pocket. And you know what I love about his 274 pounds was the same the last season that we had pecans on our tree. He did it one bucket at a time. And it really, really speaks to how we can instill in our kids to go out and start to create their own capital. And you can do it with things that we all have. Many of us have pecan trees right in our own backyards and our own front yards. And we can encourage our kids so that it takes a little bit of pressure off of parents for the holidays, DC.
It does.
And so he went and sold his pecans, and that kicked our weekend off. And then you guys, after that, started very, very early on Saturday morning doing what you do.
Doing what we do.
And yeah. And so what was it that you guys were doing?
Fishing. Yeah, we were fishing.
But wasn't it a beautiful Saturday?
Beautiful Saturday. I mean, crisp and cool. Light wind, especially starting early. It was just a beautiful day to be out in the open nature,
mm-hmm.
Great outdoor.
Mm-hmm.
It's a wonderful time.
And so
real Christmassy,
but real special. And, you know, this morning we decided, you know, just like many holidays, that we would not take off because we are so grateful. We are grateful to be doing what we do, and we're grateful to be a service to our community. And that's one of the things that, you know, when you start doing a business, you have some idea of what it will morph into. But then there are other times where you have no idea what it will morph into. And one of the things that our business has morphed into is service to the community. And this morning, DC and I were talking about not only Christmas holidays, but the gratitude that we both feel for where we are in life and where we've come from.
Absolutely.
And how God really kept us. And so the things that we do now, the service that we're able to give and to perform is just sheer gratitude, because we know that it was just God's grace that has kept us. And as people really celebrate Christmas, D.C., and the Christmas holiday and what it means, we hope that people will find that place of gratitude.
Absolutely. And that's what I was explaining to young Deuce Christmas while we were out fishing in the boat on Saturday. I told him, I said, David, look, just kind of look around you and just, you know, feel this moment right here, because this is one of those moments that you'll be able to tell your kids about.
Wow.
It is a special moment.
And it was just you and Deuce Christmas this weekend fishing. And, you know, when I thought of you guys being out there, I was really grateful because neither of us had dads that were able to do or did those things, those sort of things with us. And, you know, in the wake of the shootings and people losing their kids, and whether that had happened or not, I think we as a people have to be more grateful for our kids and for spending that time that is really invaluable. You really can't put a price on it.
That's correct, Carlette. What we did, we just decided to make it a weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we fished Saturday and Sunday. And we really did. We had a really great time. It was just a time of he and I just bonding. And it was just special for us.
Absolutely.
And it was real spiritual. It's real spiritual outing. We really enjoyed it.
And I was glad that you guys got a chance to do that. And even though I, you know, did some other things, I did miss being out with you guys, but I know that those are some special times that dads and sons have that they need to spend together. And from what I understand, young Deuce Christmas is becoming quite the angler.
Young Deuce Christmas is toting his load in the back of the boat, you know, because I used to say all the time, I don't have any help in this boat. But now, you know, young Deuce Christmas is pulling out slabs.
Uh-huh.
I mean, just big fish. I'm like, wow. I'm you know, I'm up there in the front. You know, I'm catching a few. You know, I'm like, wow. And all of a sudden, he pulls out one just almost as big as he is.
Wow. And you know, I was saying to my
sister, Merry Christmas.
I was saying to my sister last night, because she was one of those 84.4 million people that traveled in, well more than 50 miles. But I was saying to her last night that it takes a lot to really see jubilation on Deuce's face and to really see him excited about anything. But I got a text late yesterday afternoon and he said, we lit him up. And when he came home, he was literally
lit him up.
He was literally blushing that you guys had caught so many fish. And by the way, how many fish did you catch, if you want to share?
Yeah, we did close to 100 both days.
Both days. Yeah, so the limit, you got pretty much your limit.
Well, no, really our limit, we weren't anywhere close. We'd have to catch 200 because that's 50
per person. Oh, for 2 days. Okay.
Yeah, for 2 days. I mean, we'd have to catch 100 each trip. But we caught about 50 each trip.
Mm-hmm.
50 each trip. But, I mean, we threw a lot back because we don't like, once you start catching those big ones and a lot of them, you just don't want to keep the little ones. You give them a chance to come back next year, the next few years.
They live to fight another day,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Live to die another day.
Live to die another day.
Yeah, so we threw it. I mean, we had a really good time. You know, my uncle called me yesterday. He said, man, you know, I know y'all went today. What happened? He said, I told him, man, my arms hurt. My arms hurt from pulling out.
Both
arms.
And so that was just a blessing. And we hope that this holiday season, you know, because I always say, DC, yesterday is over. Tomorrow's not here yet. And the same holds true as last year's Christmas and last year's Christmas Eve. They are over. And all we have is today. And so we hope that the people that have taken a moment to turn their radio on and tune in and just visit with us and fellowship with us will really, really have a great sense of gratitude and all that that means. And I'm going to tell you, one of the things that we did this weekend is we're always talking about Darlene St. Romain and her largesse. And what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break here. But when we come back, we're going to tell you what an amazing, amazing weekend that she had.
Yes. And all the folks who joined.
And the huge sense of gratitude that we all felt and feel from this past weekend.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
From the Christmases.
From the Christmases.
To the OPT listening audience. Merry Christmas.
Absolutely.
Merry Christmas Eve.
Because
we're going to be here on Christmas Day, too. Yeah, we love y'all that
it
much.
It feels like Christmas already, doesn't it? It is.
Because this is not a job.
No, it's not.
Because we don't have to do the job part today, Carlette.
No.
No. Once we.
So this is really a vacation
for
us.
Yeah, this really is a vacation for us. Merry Christmas, Central Louisiana, and everybody else who's listening.
You're on point, everybody, and we're back right after this. Be a mighty fine girl.
Timmy, half past three, y'all. Left all in my good old present for my baby and for me. Merry Christmas, baby. Should it treat me nice?
Is your hair red carpet ready? Well, Selah Beauty Supply is Alexandria's newest beauty supply store. Selah Beauty Supply offers 7,000 square feet of beauty supplies and accessories. Everything you need in designer hair brands, wigs, extensions, handbags, scarves, cosmetics, hats, and jewelry, plus so much more. Look your absolute best with Selah Beauty Supply, the supply store with all of your beauty needs. Selah Beauty Supply is located at 4011 Lakeside Drive behind Pizza Hut at Lee and MacArthur Drive, or phone 318-442-8950. Open Monday through Saturday from 9:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Selah Beauty Supply, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. It's a wonderful time of year at Dillard's Alexandria. From the best names in fashion, beauty, and fragrances to all the luxuries of home, Dillard's Alexandria is your Christmas destination. For huge holiday savings and spectacular selections, Dillard's Alexandria is the style of Christmas. Discover great gifts for her, for him, and for your home. Experience firsthand what all the buzz is about. For a wonderful shopping experience awaits you at Dillard's Alexandria for the style of Christmas. Dillard's Alexandria, located in the Alexandria Mall. For more information, phone 318-445-9992. Dillard's Alexandria, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern.
Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Spray Hyde Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Spray Hyde Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of One Point Talk.
Shopping for the best deal in town? Start at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Heart of Louisiana has great Visa rates as low as 7.9% APR. With no transfer fees and no cash advance fees, you'll start this shopping season with the best deal in town.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Shop happier this holiday season knowing that you've already found one of the best deals in town. A Heart of Louisiana Visa with great rates. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's Visa with rates as low as 7.9% APR will get your Christmas shopping done and leave you with enough to treat yourself. Learn more at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Credit rates contingent on credit score and approval, federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Training for intervention procedures. Southwest Beverage helps provide tip server training to educate bartenders, wait staff, and store clerks on how to identify and prevent potential alcohol abuse situations and properly check IDs. To learn more, log on to www.beresponsible.com.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
Hello, my name is Darlene St. Romain. I am the CEO of Sylvia's Care and Companions Healthcare Services. Central Louisiana Business Incubator assists my agency with marketing by creating a commercial and a business website. They also assisted with the accreditation of my agency.
I am Fanny Gordon, owner and operator of Fanny Silks and Scents. They help my business to grow. For instance, improve sales tools and product marketing.
I'm Ivyanna Stewart, owner of Soulscapes. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Diversity in Action for acknowledging and actively reaching out to our diversity firms here in Alexandria.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Alexandria Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Mmm, imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Well, the McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib, more tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute understand that their patients deserve leading-edge cardiac, vascular, and thoracic care. Board-certified doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to quality care and innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, the leading edge in state-of-the-heart care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Good morning. I am Frederica Cross, winner of the Super Mega Raffle of the OPT Network and the Race for the Cure. And I would like to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
KAYT 88.1, Gina Alexandria.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just getting your morning started, it's just a minute after 8. Today is Christmas Eve. It's December the 24th, and we'd like to welcome all who are listening to the OPT Network. We say a very good morning to Monroe, West Monroe, Shreveport, Bossier City, and good morning to Alexandria, Pineville. We hope that your morning is off to an incredibly wonderful start. And one of the things that we wanted to do this morning is we wanted to talk about a wonderful sense of gratitude that we have not only for the people, DC, who listen to the OPT Network.
Yes.
The people that are a part of the OPT Network, like Darlene St. Romain and her team at Sylvia's Caring Companions. And, you know, this morning when we were getting ready, I said, you know, there are going to be those people that say all they do is talk about Sylvia's. But we talk about Sylvia's so much, DC, because Sylvia's is always doing something to be the change that she wants to see in her community.
Yes, that's correct.
And this weekend was no different. I think on, was it Friday, they gave away like 150 bicycles to
150 bicycles
to underprivileged children.
That's, I mean, come on, man.
Yeah.
I'm gonna start calling her Darlene Claus.
Darlene Claus. Her last name should be Christmas, huh?
Yeah, she should be Darlene Christmas.
Yeah.
She should be.
Every day is an opportunity for
giving.
We're
going to adopt Darlene and change her name to Darlene Christmas.
Yeah, because she's a huge giver.
Yes, she is.
And then on Saturday, she did something that was so amazing that brought people and communities together from Avoyelles Parish and surrounding areas that was phenomenal. And what she did, D.C., we had been talking about young Sierra Bradley.
Yeah.
And the fact that she needed a kidney transplant. But we had not had a chance to really speak to the family until on Saturday for the walk that Sylvia's put together for Sierra Bradley to raise money. And so we got an opportunity to go out and to meet this incredible family. And although Sierra was not there, she's on dialysis, we got a chance to really learn who young Sierra Bradley really is.
Absolutely.
And so what we learned, DC, is that she is suffering from something called FSGS. And what that stands for, it's a big, long name. It's focal segmental glomerular sclerosis.
Good.
Which is a kidney disease. Yeah, it's a big, long, long name for such a little girl. And so people gathered from far and near to support Sierra and to support their family. And it was just our great honor to be a part of what Darlene was doing to help this family and to be the change that we all wanted to see. And the weather, the atmosphere, the energy could not have been more optimal, could not have been more
optimal.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. That's a good word.
And so this morning and the whole weekend long, as I thought about Sierra Bradley, and I thought about her parents and her grandparents. We got a chance to meet her grandparents, Miss Dorothy Bradley, and to just really share their hope.
Absolutely, absolutely. To me, they were the epitome of what Christmas is all about.
Absolutely.
You know, the way they came together as a family, there was a lot of people out there walking, a lot of people, you know, and a lot of family members.
Mm-hmm.
And there were people out there that we hadn't seen in years.
Mm-hmm.
And we had the opportunity to spend time with them and just see them rally around Mr. Jimmy and Miss Dorothy's granddaughter,
mm-hmm.
Jimmy Jr.'s daughter. They were really out there in full force. They had the grandkids. And there was a lot of other people out there, you know, who were friends and family mm-hmm. of theirs. And it just really did our heart good to be out there walking. And I'm going to tell you, I hadn't exercised that much in a while. You
mm-hmm.
know, walk kind of put it on me a little bit.
Absolutely. But I think, DC, you're so on point when you talk about the Bradley family being the epitome of what Christmas really is. Because what we were able to glean and to feel on Saturday was the strength of a family and the faith
absolutely
of a family.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, and they are really taking this thing on in a very positive way, because it has the propensity to tear a family down this time.
Absolutely.
But you don't see that with them.
No.
You know, you see them coming together. They are a tough, tough family.
And you've always said that. But what I loved the most where there were men standing in the gap.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The uncles was out there. Mm-hmm. Big shout out to Kendrick, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because Kendrick, I knew the Bradley.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Kendrick was like related to everybody in San Leandro if he wasn't related to him, because he was a Bradley.
Mm-hmm.
If he wasn't related to him, he knew him so well that they were like family. But on the other hand, he was related to everybody in Bunky. And if he wasn't related to him, he knew. So he was almost like,
he was everybody's.
Yeah,
he belonged to everybody.
He was like a go-between. Like he was connected to both cities in the same way, both towns, to Bunky and San Leandro in the exact same way. And that's how I ended up knowing
mm-hmm.
a lot of the people that we saw out there this weekend. I knew them because of Kendrick and I's friendship.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just remember when Kendrick and I went down there to stay one weekend, and Clarence had us out picking watermelons. And I was saying, you know, well, when are we going to get paid? They said, well, you just ate. That's the pay.
That's old school. You just got paid.
Yeah, you just got paid. That was Clarence. I mean, and I was like, wow, man, this is crazy.
Uh-huh.
You know, and but now looking back on it, you know, basically everybody just worked. That's a hard working family.
Right.
You know, and I remember Mr. Jimmy, too, from coming up, because he was a man. He was one of the first. Man, he was a man. When you call in his house
mm-hmm.
and talk about, let me speak to somebody, he might just say no. You'd be like,
speak to those girls.
Let me speak to such and such. No.
Uh-huh.
No, they busy or they're doing something. No, absolutely not.
Just no.
You can't speak to them right now.
And so it was wonderful for us to see a family that embodied love and faith and hope and peace and joy.
Absolutely.
And that family... within that family, there were others that just surrounded that family to sort of put their arms around them literally.
Absolutely.
And physically to say, we're praying with you. We're praying for you. We love you and we're here to support you. And talking to Miss Dorothy Bradley, I got a sense of the matriarchal role that she plays in that family, and that she is the true matriarch. She is the center of that family and the prayer warrior and the one that the family gravitates to for strength and hope and wisdom. And she talked about Sierra's faith. As a 5-year-old girl, her faith in God and her faith in her healing.
Right.
And, you know, it just being there, DC, it moved me in a way as a mother that I can't even really begin to describe, because as a mom, and I really hope that people that are listening will feel this, and that you will not wait to sow a seed into this family's life until you're in need.
Right.
And so one of the things that DC and I have talked about and have embraced as a company, as a family, and just as people, is that we're trying to sow into the lives of others.
Absolutely.
And as a mother, moms, you know this, and dads too, but moms are built to be protectors, to be nurturers. That's how God made us. And so seeing Sierra's beautiful little face out there, and Darlene had made a beautiful, her team, I say Darlene, but there's so many people that work right alongside with Darlene to make these events happen. Terrielle and Gabrielle and Kendra and just the whole gamut. But I thought about those times when your child is sick and you hurt because your child is sick and there's nothing that you can do to make them better. And so when you magnify and amplify what these parents are going through with a baby that cannot survive without dialysis and is in absolute need of a kidney transplant for her very livelihood, for her life, it was heart-wrenching. And for us to be there and to be, just to stand with that family, to love them, to hug them, and to just look into Miss Dorothy's eyes and Mr. Jimmy's eyes, yes, and say, we stand with you.
Absolutely.
We're praying for you. And we believe God. And I said this to Dorothy. I said, we believe God that Sierra is healed. God's word said, by his stripes, we were healed. And I told her, I said, we believe with you that Sierra is healed. And now what we are doing is waiting for the manifestation. I felt her heart, I felt her strength, but most of all, I felt both, and we felt both of their faith. Their faith was strong, their spirits are strong. And then I looked to the event, to the gathering, that Sylvia's saw a need, and this wasn't necessarily in her immediate community because they're from St. Landry, but they saw a need and they said, again, what can we do? How can we help? And then they started planning this walk. And, you know, I realized, DC, that everybody can't give at the same level, but everybody has something to give. Whether it was just being out there,
right,
giving a donation and walking in show of support and solidarity, or if it was just giving. And at that moment, I really made a self-commitment that I don't want to be one of those people that just gives because I have a need or because my family is down and in need. That we want to be givers just for the sake of giving, just for the sake of putting seed in the ground and investing and sowing into others' lives.
Absolutely.
And that's really what the spirit of Christmas is about for us.
Absolutely it is. And I'm going to tell you, this is another one of those situations where we go into the situation expecting to give, but yet we receive. Because when Mr. Jimmy and I were having the conversation that we have, it was just prophetic and it was profound. And he ended up lifting me up in ways that I didn't even know I could have been lifted up.
Uh-huh.
Because who knew that he had gone through a situation where he was able to pretty much say some things to me that I needed to hear about the situation that I'm going through,
mm-hmm,
you know, and we totally went into that situation expecting to be givers,
mm-hmm,
and nothing that we gave could have been more inspirational than the conversation that I had with Mr. Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
And when he started talking to me, he just started saying things to me and prophesying and telling me what I needed to do and how it needed to be and how it needed to happen. And he wasn't just saying that as a person who has not gone through it.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually gone through,
mm-hmm,
what I'm going through.
Mm-hmm.
And not only did he go through it, he's coming through on the other side,
right,
whole.
Right.
And just healthy and just looking fabulous. As a matter of fact, when, mm-hmm, I first saw him, I thought he was Jimmy Jr.
Wow.
You know?
Uh-huh.
I mean, I actually thought that he was Jimmy Jr. That's how good he looks. And so, once again, we went into a situation, mm-hmm, thinking that we were going to be givers. And when we left that function,
mm-hmm,
when we left that walk, you know, I just felt so much more stronger,
mm-hmm,
as a result of going to it,
mm-hmm,
because of the meeting that we had with Mr. Jimmy and Miss Dorothy.
Mm-hmm.
Because while you was talking to Miss Dorothy and Miss Jimmy was over there talking,
mm-hmm,
And as I was telling him about how he helped me, because really, if whether we realize it or not, the way Mr. Jimmy handled us when we were young taught us how you're supposed to handle women.
Mm-hmm.
Because he wasn't letting anybody run in there and just handle his daughters any kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
He was a man about it.
Right.
And now that we're all men, if we have daughters, we know how to handle the little gentlemen that come around that's trying to call on our daughters. Because everybody that comes to call on them don't have their best interests at heart.
Right.
But he did.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why all of them are well-respected right now.
Mm-hmm.
Way to go, Mr. Jimmy.
I tell you. You're
I got your fish too. I hit him again yesterday, baby.
You know, and we went out there and literally spent way more time than what we had expected to spend at the walk, but it was all well worth it. And we would say to the Bradley family and to all of those families on this Christmas Eve that are facing some challenges, that no matter what they are, that God's got it. And if you could have just felt the sense of faith and confidence that this family has
absolutely
in God.
Absolutely.
It's just such a wonderful feeling.
Yes, it is.
When you can be in the midst, DC, because I talk about it all the time, that I'm tired of talking about it. I'm tired of being able to quote scriptures and everybody's got the right answer, but nobody is really, not nobody, I digress. But many people are not using the answers that they know. And to see a family in full force, the parents out there strong, and Miss Dorothy said to me, I asked her, I said, how long have you guys been married? And I want to say she said about 48 years. And she said, we are tight. We are a close-knit family. And she said, we always have been. And to me, that's the embodiment of family. When it's not just women stepping up, but the men are there. Kendrick was out there making hamburgers and hot dogs, and Darlene had wonderful food, and she had wonderful fruit, and it was vintage Darlene and Sylvia's Caring Companions. It was a spread out there for everyone. But more than that, it was great fellowship, and we felt the Spirit of the Lord. And as we walked and talked, I got a chance to talk with people and meet people as always, and you got a chance to really begin to speak to what people are believing for and expecting God to do in the new year. And I said, you know what? You don't have to be in church to have church. And it was an amazing, Darlene, it was an amazing fellowship. And once again, we say thank you, Darlene, for always being the change that you want to see.
And also, we would like to say thank you to the Bradley family,
mm-hmm,
for being such pillars and strength in our, mm-hmm, community. Because when we see you go through what you go through, it gives us hope and strength to go through what we have to go through. So thank
absolutely
you guys very much for being who you are.
Absolutely. You're on point, everybody. It's Christmas Eve, and this is not meant to be a sad Christmas Eve.
No, we're going to crank it up some.
Absolutely. But you know what? We just had to share the walk because it was absolutely amazing. It was amazing in every single way.
Yes, it was.
And you know what? When God is in the midst, it's always perfect. You're on point, everybody. It's 18 minutes after 8. It's Christmas Eve, and we're back right after this.
Christ the Savior.
Christmas comes only once a year, but those holiday bills can stick around for months. You can make the holidays easier on your bank account with the Southern Heritage Bank Christmas Club. It's the easy way to save. And when Christmas rolls around next year, both you and your bank account will be in the holiday spirit. Southern Heritage Bank, online at shbnet.com.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
The staff and management at Southern Heritage Bank wishes you and yours a safe and happy holiday season. May you find joy in the meaning of Christmas.
From our family to yours, Merry Christmas.
And a Happy New Year.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, what's up with that McRib sandwich at Mickey D's? It tastes good, but where's the bone? Well, let me break it down. They start with the 100% tender, juicy pork minus the bone. Because no bone means more meat. And more meat means what? More sauce. Tangy, sweet, delicious sauce. Add pickles and onions, stack it all up on a tasty bun, and bam! A delicious McRib sandwich that fits in the palm of your hand. But only for a limited time. Now that's the simple joy of McRib. And participate in McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Wholesalers work with educators, parents, and law enforcement to implement alcohol responsibility initiatives in our communities. When it comes to preventing drunk driving, responsibility matters. To learn more, log on to www.beresponsible.com.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Is your hair red carpet ready? Well, Selah Beauty Supply is Alexandria's newest beauty supply store. Selah Beauty Supply offers 7,000 square feet of beauty supplies and accessories. Everything you need in designer hair brands, wigs, extensions, handbags, scarves, cosmetics, hats, and jewelry, plus so much more. Look your absolute best with Selah Beauty Supply, the supply store with all of your beauty needs. Selah Beauty Supply is located at 4011 Lakeside Drive behind Pizza Hut at Lee and MacArthur Drive or phone 318-442-8950. Open Monday through Saturday from 9:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Selah Beauty Supply, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. It's a wonderful time of year at Dillard's Alexandria. From the best names in fashion, beauty, and fragrances to all the luxuries of home, Dillard's Alexandria is your Christmas destination. For huge holiday savings and spectacular selections, Dillard's Alexandria is the style of Christmas. Discover great gifts for her,
for him and for your home. Experience firsthand what all the buzz is about. For a wonderful shopping experience awaits you at Dillard's Alexandria for the style of Christmas. Dillard's Alexandria, located in the Alexandria Mall. For more information, phone 318-445-9992. Dillard's Alexandria, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brian Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
This is Dr. Gary Jones from Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, better known as LACBT. And I would like to wish everyone in the listening audience from On Point Talk a very Merry Christmas and Happy Holiday Season.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. If you're just getting your momentous Monday, Christmas Eve started. It's 8:29 a.m. Central Standard Time. Of course, it's December the 24th. And DC, there are 15 hours, 30 minutes, and 26 seconds until the big day. And we know that people are getting ready. Families are, everybody that you can talk to is talking about, you know, their last minute shopping and their last minute cooking. But, you know, beyond all of that, I hope that people really, really, really this year, and I guess when you experience loss as Americans and we look at what happened in Newtown and we think of the families that are experiencing loss this holiday season, many people take for granted that, you know, it is a happy time for everyone. But there are some people that are grieving this holiday season. And so we hope that those people will be in all of your prayers as they are in ours, and that you will pay special attention to the family that you have this holiday season, and that you will love those people that are in your family, that are in your community. Love them and show them that love and that solidarity of family, because really coming together in gratitude, being grateful to see another Christmas, and wishing for the next year to be better than we were this year. Because as we reach Christmas, DC, we really can't talk about Christmas without talking about New Year's in the fact that we're coming into yet another year.
Absolutely.
Another year of resolutions, another year of resolving to do things that you've said year after year after year that you never kind of really get done, and really getting a deep sense of what the holiday season, what the Christmas season is really about. And we know that Jesus is the reason for the season. And we hope that people will use the love of Christ to share not only in your families, but in your communities, in your churches, and wherever you will be this holiday season. Because it's a time for joy and peace. And that's really what we experienced this weekend early, right before Christmas, the way that people can come together and the way that communities come together. And we're always, always ready to trumpet those people. And we talk about a lot of the same people, DC, but we have told our listeners many, many times that we are interested in what's going on in communities across our listening audience.
Absolutely. You know, our phones are open. You know, our office phone is 318-445-5658.
Mm-hmm.
And they can always reach me at 264-9146. And anything they have that they would like to put out, get out there, we're mm-hmm. more than happy to do it. It's not a problem at all.
Absolutely. Because one of the things that we were talking about during the walk is celebrating others.
Absolutely.
And we love to celebrate what you and your community or your business or your organization is doing. We love to celebrate you, but we've got to know.
Absolutely. One of the things that we are not is we're not an investigative show. You know, we don't do a lot of investigation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, basically, the things that we talk about, people have contacted us and said, look, we'd like to put this out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't really, you know, now sometimes we'll stumble into something, but, you know, that's like a blind squirrel stumbling into a nut every now and then, you know, but we're not really out. You know, we're wanting people to come with the things that they would like to put out there. But if you know, if we don't stumble into it, we don't know about it.
Right. And that's just the real deal. But we celebrate the people who listen in our communities and our network. And
right.
We want to celebrate you, but we've got to know. And this is how you can reach
out.
We
want to help.
And we want to help. 3717 Government Street, Suite Number 2, right here in Alexandria, Louisiana. The zip is 71302. Or you can phone us, as DC said, at 318-445-5658. Now, switching gears just a little bit, one of the other things that we did talk about out at the walk on Saturday was holiday eating. And I dare yes. not talk about any healthy eating, because a lot of people have just made the decision.
Right.
That they are going to start.
Don't have what they want to have.
At the new year.
Uh-huh. New year. Which is really a couple of days. I mean, it's not like that's a whole bunch. You know, because I've picked up about 3 or 4 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm going to go ahead and finish out the old year. I'm going to go out with a bang. And then at the new year, I'm going to go back into the induction phase of Atkins.
And so I would say to you, as I would say to other people that have that same mentality, why keep torturing yourself?
Who?
You.
Me?
Yeah, why not?
I like to eat.
Okay. And then...
That answers that. I enjoy the food. I really do.
You really enjoy it?
I really do enjoy the food. Yes. Yeah.
Well, there are some suggestions that...
You don't enjoy it that much.
I do. I enjoy it, but, you know... It seems like insanity. You
Miss
know,
Dorothy said she's going to make the sweet potato pie. I'll be bringing the fish probably in the next day or so. I'm getting them clean right now. They'll be ready to eat when I bring them.
And so, like,
I need to get their phone number so I can call them and make arrangements to take them.
And so, like, you don't have enough people making sweet potato pies. That's just going to be another one added.
Well,
and
yeah.
So that means that if you just blow it out for Christmas.
Oh, and let me say this, Mom.
Go ahead.
New Year's Day doesn't count.
Oh.
I say after the new year. You know, New
okay.
Year's Day is all
count.
Part of the, you know, it's all part of the festivity.
Okay.
So I will be New Year's. My day starts on the 2nd.
On the 2nd.
My new year really, you know, my resolution starts on the 2nd. You know, some people set themselves up for failure when they say, oh, my New Year's resolution starts New Year, while everybody's all around you doing everything that you want to do.
And what about all the leftovers? So maybe
not really
you should start on
the 5th. Leftovers. You know, with us, we're eating out of the house, so I'm not bringing any of it home. I mean, y'all can bring some. You know. No, I'm going to start. I'm going to start on the 2nd.
You're starting on the 2nd. So it's official.
It's official. See, and I've been mentally preparing myself since November when I started kind of overindulging a little bit. It's amazing how it's the weight is hard as heck to take off, but you could put it back on in a matter of days.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It is crazy.
Look like it would take the same amount of time to get off as it, to get on as it is to get off, but no, it's not that
it
way.
It just doesn't work that
it
way.
It doesn't work that way.
And that's why I say, you
it's
know,
like trouble.
It's easy to get into, but hard to get out.
Hard to get, that's right.
Yeah. And that's why I say, you know, I think it has to be a mindset, just like other things that you've committed to that you just decide that no matter what the holiday brings, that you could moderate. You know, why?
Moderation.
So why is Christmas a time to overindulge?
Well, no, it's not a time to overindulge. It's just that there's so much, Garnett. I mean, you know, everywhere you go, everywhere you turn, somebody's eating something. You know, I was I stepped out Saturday night. That was Saturday night.
Was it Saturday
I stepped
night?
Out by Carl's function. Carl had a party. And I stepped out to it, and they had chicken wings and stuff. I mean, everywhere you turn, there's food.
And so this is what the experts say about that. When you're going to parties, that you should eat before you go to the party.
I did nibble on a little something before I left. And I nibbled on a little something when I got there.
Well, they say you should really try to make sure that you feel full.
Well, let's tell them what the experts say after Christmas. Because if you tell them, basically, we don't want anybody to torture themselves. You know, trying
why?
Because
you don't. Because you don't.
No, because what's going
to
happen is we don't want to set anybody up for failure. Really, and this is just how I look at it. It's not the way. It's just a way. This is how I am deciding to do it. Why torture yourself over the holidays when there's going to be stuff everywhere to eat and cakes, pies, cookies, pecans.
But then you're going to torture yourself after the holidays.
All that good stuff.
Then you're going to torture yourself after the holidays.
No, really.
Because you're already complaining about.
I'm going to change people, places, and things
but
after the holidays.
But
I'm not going to be around it.
But you can't change being around food.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, Mother, is everybody's not going to have a Fort Knox of food, if you will, like they're going to have for Christmas and New Year.
Mm-hmm.
Let's face it. New Year's and Christmas, those are festive times. People are going to be eating. You know, so I have approximately one more week.
And boy, you're excited about it too, aren't
to
you?
To just indulge, not overindulge, but to
indulge not
in some of the finer things of the year.
I wish,
in terms of
I wish people that are listening could see the glee on your face and the
because
joy.
Because I'm gleeful and I'm joyful. I'm in a merry mode.
Yes.
Merry Christmas,
and food,
everyone.
And food does that to you. You know, food can be intoxicating.
Merry Christmas, everybody, from the Christmases.
Food is intoxicating. And I see you getting your feel right now.
Well, starting tomorrow, I know Nikki's probably putting it down over at her place. We're going to go over to Nikki's spot. Nikki's going to be putting it down. You know, Nana's in town. You know, they're going to be putting together probably some of those good old cookies, some of those good old sweet potato pies. You know, Big Granny put together some cornbread dressing. That's old Mildred Lucille. She put together that cornbread dressing. Look, I'm going to just keep it real, Mother. I'm going to be getting down.
You're going to be getting
down. And I'm prepared to pay prepared to pay the price after it's all over.
Well, I don't want to hear
exercise.
About it.
I don't want to hear about it after it's over. We come to the show.
Okay.
I'm going to do some exercising. I'm going to, you know, I'm going to cut back. I'm going to Atkins. I'm cutting all sugar out. It takes approximately 3 days. It's worse than detoxing off of drugs and alcohol.
Sugar.
Yes, wow. It really is, folks. You know, it is a situation.
And so, since
you actually break out into sweats.
And then, since you know that, I wonder why, and I pose that question.
Since I know it.
And we'll have to ask the experts after the holidays, because I know people don't want to hear about healthy eating for the holidays.
Right.
But we'll have to ask the experts, since it's so hard to detox from sugar, why people continue. On that road, on that path. Because once you've done it once, man, you just don't want to think about.
Merry Christmas!
Oh, y'all, it's Christmas Eve, and we're super, super elated to be with you on this Christmas Eve. 15 hours, 19 minutes, and 8 seconds.
And let's not forget, ladies and gentlemen, we will be here on tomorrow for your entertainment. We will be here with you while you open your gifts, talking you through. If you want to holler, holler. You know, it's anything goes Christmas morning. You know, you might want to say Merry Christmas to somebody. It doesn't matter. You know, we're going to be here. We're here at your service. Don't let us hog the microphone.
It's 8:41 a.m. Central Standard Time, everybody. You're on point. We're back in a moment. A little torture give me, but touch my heart for sure. All these things and more, darling. Oh, that's what Christmas means to me, my love. Oh, yeah. I feel like running wild. As anxious as a little child, reach beneath the mistletoe. Kiss you once, invincible, and wish you a Merry Christmas, baby. Oh, and such happiness in the coming year. Oh, baby, let's deck the halls with holly. Sing sweet silent night. Fill the tree with angel hair, pretty, pretty lights. Go to sleep and wake up just before.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Shopping for the best deal in town? Start at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Heart of Louisiana has great Visa rates as low as 7.9% APR. With no transfer fees and no cash advance fees, you'll start this shopping season with the best deal in town.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Shop happier this holiday season knowing that you've already found one of the best deals in town. A Heart of Louisiana Visa with great rates. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's Visa with rates as low as 7.9% APR will get your Christmas shopping done and leave you with enough to treat yourself. Learn more at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Credit rates contingent on credit score and approval. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Each holiday season brings the opportunity to strengthen family ties and renew old friendships. At Southern Heritage Bank, we hope that you and your family experience the fullness of the holiday season. May it fill your home with joy, your heart with love, and your life with laughter. We wish you peace with many blessings and a new year filled with happiness. Happy holidays from Southern Heritage Bank.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. In HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services.
Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, everyone. I'm Donna Caffaretta, the marketing director with Southern Heritage Bank, and I would like to wish everyone in the OPT audience a merry, blessed Christmas and a happy new year.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just joining us, it's 8:47 a.m. Central Standard Time. It's Christmas Eve. Can you believe it's Christmas already? 15 hours, 12 minutes, and 37 seconds till Christmas. And, you know, as we were talking about all of the food and we could almost smell the smell, well, Miss Brenda Strong called us up and said she is in her kitchen right now. Brenda, good morning and welcome. Yes, she's in the kitchen.
Exactly. I'm in the kitchen, Sister Carla.
I know you are. I know you are. And so what kind of cake are you making?
Well, I'm making an old-fashioned jelly cake.
Mm.
One, I mean, you know, that's tradition. You have to have a slice of jelly cake with
jelly
a
cake.
Good piece of ham. Mm. And I'm teasing.
jelly cake.
That sounds...
Jelly cake. What we're getting ready for this afternoon is we're going to do a Christmas Eve dinner.
Oh.
And we're going to feed the community because we believe that Jesus is and that he has come. And in that, we have to get the real reason for the season and have to mm-hmm. think of others mm-hmm. as we think of ourselves.
Absolutely.
And that way, because God gave us his best, and why? And that's what he wants us to do. And mm-hmm. he gave us his best in Jesus Christ, and then turned around, Jesus Christ gave us his life.
Absolutely.
And in turn, he said, how to serve me is to serve others.
Absolutely.
And yes, jelly cakes for the community, yes.
Wow.
And we're feeding them at Mount Pisgah Baptist Church at 4 o'clock. We're giving away food. We're offering food. We're offering clothing,
wow.
toys for the children. And our dinner is with all the fixings.
Uh-oh, all the fixings.
With all the fixings.
And for people who may not know where Mount Pisgah is, give us the address.
1401 South Harvard, Alexandria, Louisiana.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Turn your radio down just a little bit for me.
Okay.
Y'all don't want me to come
over. I keep walking
there.
Into it just hold tight.
Y'all don't want me to come over there, Sister Strong. I'll come over there.
Yes,
there's
I do.
Some damage with that door. Get a chunk of that. Chunk of that jelly cake.
I want you there chunking at that jelly cake and grabbing a spoon and feeding somebody less fortunate than you. So, see, it's hard to be a cook and don't taste the food.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. Absolutely.
Well, you know what?
Absolutely.
Well, you know what, Brenda? Your spirit is just incredible. And we know that there are many people in our community and surrounding areas that are really planning not only to feed their families, but to feed families that are less fortunate.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, God have to shut Kali, because how can you sit and with all your fixing and there's somebody who is less fortunate than you? Take care of those people, because I find that with my father, which is in heaven, when we take care of his business, he's got ours.
Absolutely.
He's got ours.
And Brenda, you're one of those people that even throughout our fundraising came and sat and loved with us and had a huge, huge heart for the people and for the movement. Where does that come from? That heart that you have to be the change.
Yeah, you have to be the change. And I love that in you guys, because you make it, you show us that it is okay to make the change. It is okay to be the one to make the change. You know, you don't get people nowadays. We don't think about others as we should, but then that's how God said you serve me.
Absolutely.
Reach back and get your brother.
Absolutely.
Show him how to come over.
Evangelist Strong, really, this is a good opportunity for us to thank you and your church and all the folks. Y'all are doing a wonderful work in the community. We like to say thank you. Thank you for all that you did in helping us with the fundraising efforts. You guys did a wonderful job.
Yes.
You guys were one of the churches that stepped up and said, we want to be a part of the change that we would like to see. And now y'all are back on the grind, helping to feed people and give clothes and toys to needy people. Kudos to y'all, and God bless you.
Thank you, and happy holiday to you, your family, and all our listening audience.
Absolutely.
Just remember, as Colette says, the reason for the season.
The reason for the
Absolutely.
Season.
Brenda,
bless you.
Thank you, Evangelist
bless
Strong.
You.
Evangelist
thank
Ben
you.
Brenda
Bye-bye.
Strong.
Bye-bye now.
Boy, you're a mess.
And she's always out there.
She's a sweetheart. Yes,
I mean,
indeed.
You know, and she's one of those people that people just gravitate
uh-huh.
to. You know, she's a true leader.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? And she doesn't mind doing whatever she needs to do
mm-hmm.
to help to be a part of what's happening.
Uh-huh.
You know, she's not bohogging.
And I want Evangelist Brenda Strong to know that I still have my brick. You know, one footstep at a time. We're still stamping out breast cancer. And I look at that brick on a daily basis. And what it says on the brick is determination. And I was saying to DC this morning, and I know that time is getting short, but I was saying to DC this morning that when we started this business, this journey that we're on almost 5 years ago, we didn't know really what it would be. We had no real concept of what God was going to do, but God has systematically given us favor with people in our own backyard and people around the world, some of the greatest thinkers, some of the greatest minds, and it has all been for the impartation of those people that would simply turn their radio on and want to hear a good, positive message that will hopefully help you to make that leap of faith. And this morning, and what DC and I do every morning is we come together and we just have this prayer time, and we have meditation books that we read, and we talk about it, and we just talk about the day, and we get ready, and we talk about the things that we're expecting God to do and believing God for. And I said to him this morning, as we were meditating on gratitude and what the holiday season means to us and for us, and we are so grateful that God has given us an opportunity to serve in a way that we never really could understand the heart of a servant. And we could never know, and it has taken us all these years as full-grown people to really understand servanthood. And yes, there are many ways to serve, many, many ways to serve. And the way that God, we feel that God has called us to serve is to serve the people that are a part of this listening audience, to serve you with information, to serve you with our hearts, to serve you with our hands, to serve our seniors, to serve families that are in need. Can we serve everyone? Absolutely not. But what we can do, we try to do. And we don't just serve with lip service. We serve with our hearts. We serve with our hands. And most of all, we're not afraid to open our checkbook and to give, because we truly understand the principle of giving, and we know that God will not let us outgive him. And the more that we give, the more that we expect to receive.
Absolutely.
And our expectation is to receive.
And we give as the farmer puts seed into the ground, fully
mm-hmm.
expecting to get a return.
Fully expecting.
Absolutely.
We don't just give saying, oh no. We're giving because we trust that God's word is true.
You got a gift for Christmas? You got me a gift?
Did you get me a gift?
No, I'm not.
Well, we said we weren't going to give each other
no,
gifts.
No, I didn't get you no gift.
We have the
no gift.
We have the gift of love.
The gift of love. The gift of charity. The gift of fishing. A new boat. I appreciate that. I'm just joking.
We do have a new boat, and it's a blessing. And so that's really what we hope to exemplify, and we hope to bring. I mean, the new year is stacking up, D.C., with great people.
Yes.
And people from all across the world are reaching out to us.
It's coming together.
And we look forward to bringing those people to you, that those people that will encourage you, uplift you, and enlighten you. And we say one conversation at a time.
Intelligent conversation.
Absolutely. And we hope that this year will be bigger, better, and greater. That 2013 will be the year that you take your leap of faith.
Absolutely.
Just step out into it. And so those are going to be some of the things that we're going to be doing. And we will be here tomorrow talking about the spirit of Christmas, celebrating with you. So we hope that at 7:30, we hope to see you on point for the very best part of your morning. As always, we thank you for joining us and spending the very best part of your morning with us. It's just our great pleasure, DC, to come in every single morning and spend time doing something that we absolutely love to do.
Absolutely. You know, I don't care to talk as much, but it's always when it's fun show.
I want you to talk. I want you to.
Right, I appreciate that, but I'm not going to be doing all that. I like doing it when it's fun like this. I really do. Because there's nothing that I like more than having fun with the brothers.
I love it.
A little twist of humor there. Keep a little twist of humor in it. Because, you know, you can be all serious.
Yeah, I can.
You know.
Well, that's why.
I am the funny half of our family.
Well, that's why we're yin and yang. Yeah. You know, we're opposites. You know. But that's good.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Yeah,
what?
It's all good. It's all good.
Well, that's,
Merry Christmas, everybody.
That's that balance.
Absolutely. Be safe. Be happy. Love your loved ones. Mm-hmm. Love the folks around you. Love family. Be kind to one another. Compassionate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is a joyous time of the year. And, you know, put God first.
Absolutely. And be prayerful. Be prayerful for those that can't feel the joy.
And if you do that, the jolly old fellow might bring you something.
Might not get a rock.
You might not get a lump of coal. You might actually get some love for Christmas. And you will.
Absolutely.
Because we know everybody that's out there in the OPT audience. Y'all are just lovable people. We see y'all and hear y'all every day.
Mm-hmm.
And we appreciate you. We appreciate you because you guys are the few that keeps us flowing.
Absolutely. That says it all, everybody. 15 hours, 1 minute, and 1 second left until Christmas. And I tell you what, we're gonna hopefully we'll get an opportunity to speak to some people, DC, about Christmas and celebrate with them and just have a great time tomorrow. So we look forward to seeing you guys right here on the official OPT network tomorrow at 7:30. So we love you so much, and we thank you for joining us this morning. God loves you even more than that. Love yourself, and don't forget to be the change that you want to see. Remember, change starts with you, and it starts with me. For David Christmas, for David the Second, a.k.a. Deuce Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. From the Christmases to you, Merry Christmas.